Hi, my name is Lenny. I've been in the dropping centre for the last 2 years because I was actually homeless and a few family problems. I've come to the Hope Trust to find for some help, and they're very happy. They took me on as a new night shelter, so I took night shelter on, and the volunteers were fantastic. There's like going to meetings every. Well, sorry, night shelter every Sunday, every day of the week. And the free food, volunteers talk to you if you have any problems with housing or if you have any problems with clothes-wise. And basically, yes, I joined up, done night shelter, to all the volunteers. They all got together, we had fun days out, got some morning, had showers, breakfasts. And Alice and John, women trustees, so if you need more help, let us know, which they have done. I'm very appreciative of what they've done.
So how did you find out about this place?
I found out about the trust from the Detention District Council, and I was actually made homeless. Then they said to me, why don't you try going to Red Hill, the drop-in centre. I thought, where's that? I said, it's been Red Hill. So I come out to Red Hill. Alice managed to ring me up and says, I'll join, pop over, come down, introduce yourself, we'll meet you here. So come over, I was very nervous for my first week, but you know, after a week I got used to it. So what we do is we call a night shelter. Would you be willing to join? Yes, please. As we do, every church has a night shelter in. We can stay overnight, have food, clothing, showers. Brilliant. So, yep, I joined up that. The first night was in Wallingham, where we actually, just three of us guys, were chatting with people, having food. Then, time for sit down there, for a bit, have a nice kip. Next morning, got up, had coffees, teas, and breakfast, and I said, would you be coming to every night shelter? I thought, yes, please. And every single volunteer, Alice, John, Anna, have been just amazing. If people need help and they try their best, if you have to or you want to, please come to the drop-in in Red Hill. And they'd be happy to talk to you. If you've got nowhere to live and you need food, and there's a thing they call the night shelter, come to John or Alice, get yourself signed up, and it's all donations, very appreciated. So, yeah, that's how I come away. And now I've had to come and volunteer for night shelter. They've done me proud. I just said, John, would you join your volunteers? Yes, please. I thought, right, okay, I'll come after a year and a half, I'll come a volunteer. And so now I've joined.
So it's your way of giving something back?
It is. They've done me proud, looked after me, helped me out a real lot. I've been rehoused now in Reigate. It's just thanks to them guys who have gone out of their way to make people feel relaxed, happy. If you need for a chat, or if you feel really down, don't hold it back. Go to your local council and say, look, I need to have somewhere to go. If they say, well, go to a drop-in centre in Red Hill, come along. They'll be happy to talk to you. If you want to do night shelter, get yourself signed up. And honestly, all the volunteers, the food is absolutely amazing. And they also probably a minibus to take you to the church as well. So, yeah, they've done me proud. And I thought, last year, I thought, do I come a volunteer? And my daughter said, Dad, join up. I become a volunteer. And what I've gone through myself, Tantra Council, the drop-in said, yeah, we know you've gone through. The YMCA stepped in and said, we're going to try and rehouse you if we can. Within 2 weeks, much come through. For the one said, so we've actually found you somewhere. It's in Reigate. Fine. I've been there so 8 weeks now. And I thought, now I've been rehoused, time for me to come back to drop in and say, come a volunteer. So that's where I'm now.
So just in time for winter and for Christmas as well.
I'm Anna. I'm Community Outreach Coordinator for the Renewed Hope Trust. I started off as a volunteer and gradually increased my interest in this work. It's a real privilege helping these people. They are just like you and me. They have just had a bit of bad luck, got behind with their rent maybe, and it's actually quite a privilege to help them. And I would say to anyone, come and try it out, because you will get so much out of it. Whether it's sitting down and having a meal with them, making them a cup of tea, they can give you so much as well. It's heartbreaking at times, definitely. Seeing them through their depression, through their alcoholism, through their bad days. We all have them.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is seeing those glimmers of hope and walking with them through that. It's quite special, actually. And being a friend to them when they need it, it is quite a privilege and a blessing. We do need your help, I'll be honest. If you want to give us a donation, then please do. However it moves you, it's quite a special thing to be part of.
As we've said, it is very cold today, and it's probably only going to get colder. And I sometimes, this is when I think, how on earth do these people manage on the streets? I'm so grateful for what I've got at my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the guys said to me yesterday, I said, it's absolutely freezing. I feel bad about saying that. And he said, well, you've just got to get on with it, really, haven't you? And I thought about this overnight, and I thought, suppose their problems are maybe like our, I don't know, just what am I going to do tonight? You know, our little problems, they're different problems for them. Mm. And maybe we bring them hope by giving them something to get up in the morning for. I don't know, but yeah, it is hard to lay in bed, you know, snuggled up with your hot water bottle and knowing they're in a tent.
But it must be a warm feeling to know that, like you said, you go through the dark days with them, but if you help to bring them out of that and then maybe see them getting a job, getting rehoused.
Yes, we do. We've seen so many of them get into their own house, get back into the workplace. And that's the great thing about the night shelter, is it gives them 12, 13 weeks to not think about where their next meal is going to be and where they're going to sleep that night, so they have a safe night. They might be able to concentrate on their emotional stuff, on that job that they might get to. And it's kind of a window of opportunity sometimes. It may only take a week. It may take all 12. Mm. It just gives them something else to, you know, think about.